Australia plans to create the world's first dedicated tech watchdog. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig, in for Anu Anand. Good morning. Australia's competition regulator, the ACCC, said today it wants to tighten rules for tech titans like Facebook and Google and address problems ranging from hate speech to fake news and anti-competitiveness. The BBC's Hal Griffith explains the tight grip these companies have on the country.
98% of internet searches are carried out on Google in Australia, for example. Now, what this competition commission has been looking at particularly is how that affects businesses, how many small businesses in particular are dependent on these companies to reach their customers. So they want that area to be more regulated. Then, of course, the customers themselves want more protection, particularly when it comes to the use of their data. We've seen so many cases globally, not least in the US, about the breach of people's data privacy. Now, it's a very difficult thing to police. No one really knows how this would be done. But the ACCC in Australia suggests maybe one way would be telling people far more about how their data is used. Now, it's up to the Australian government how it acts on these recommendations, but it sounds from the Treasury Minister, Josh Frydenberg, that they're keen to act.
Make no mistake, these companies are among the most powerful and valuable in the world, and they need to be held to account.
So that's Australia's Treasury Minister there. Now, have we heard from any of these tech companies in response?
Yeah, the two main players, Google and Facebook, responded, both saying that they've worked closely with the organisation for the last 18 months, and they welcome this report. It doesn't actually say what they're going to do about it, because I guess they'll wait and see what the Australian government wants to do. But they know that the tide is maybe slowly turning. We saw that $5 billion US dollar fine for Facebook just yesterday over privacy issues. They know they need to be seen to be making changes. So maybe actually this does buy them a little bit of time to come up with their own suggestions.
Hal Griffith there. Let's do the numbers. Investors are eyeing shares of Boeing after Turkey's president said he may have to rethink the country's plane orders. That's as President Trump mulls sanctions against Turkey in response to its purchase of a Russian defense missile system. And new data today is expected to show the U.S. economy slowed in the second quarter to its weakest pace in nearly 3 years. Summer is the season of sequels at the box office and also in the investment world. SoftBank announced plans today to launch Vision Fund 2, which will invest in artificial intelligence. That follows the success of the Japanese conglomerate's original private investment fund, launched in 2017, which bet on some of the tech world's biggest up-and-comers like Uber, WeWork, and Slack. The BBC's Audrey Tinlin reports.
The $108 billion fund already has the backing of giants like Google, Microsoft, Foxconn and Standard Chartered. SoftBank said it itself will invest $38 billion into the project, topping the amount it put into its first Vision Fund. Notably absent from the list of investors, though, are governments of Saudi Arabia and Abu Dhabi, which helped make the first fund a success, though according to one report, SoftBank is still in discussions for the contributions. It said SoftBank's establishment of the second fund is aimed at decreasing dependence on a single investor. Saudi Arabia provided $45 billion for the nearly $100 billion original Vision Fund. Last year, the company saw $8 billion wiped from its market value in a single day, following the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at a Saudi consulate in Turkey. I'm the BBC's Audrey Tinlin for Marketplace.
Tens of thousands of people are flocking to a stadium in New York this weekend to see who will be crowned Fortnite World Champion. Whoever wins the largest ever esports event will walk away with a record-breaking $3 million prize. The BBC's Joe Tidy is there.
40 million people try to get inside this room. This is the player lounge of the Fortnite World Cup finals. These are the superstars of the biggest computer game in the world. Some are meeting for the first time in real life after months of shooting at each other online.
Who is the other player that's playing?
The game, which boasts 250 million players worldwide, encourages aggressive play.
That is why he's a World Cup qualifier!
100 players are dropped onto an island and forced to loot weapons, build defences and eliminate one another until only one survives.
Everybody got to follow me.
Here, for now, it's friendly. But over the weekend, they'll all fight for a slice of $30 million. It's the most lucrative prize pool in esports history. The winner will walk away with $3 million, and all finalists are guaranteed $50,000 even before a single shot is fired. Some of the favourites are British, including 15-year-old Benji Fish from Middlesex. On Saturday, he and his 14-year-old Norwegian teammate, Mr. Savage, could split another $3 million between them.
I mean, I think the prize pool, I'd probably just save most of the money. I know what Benji would do, though, if you want to tell.
Buy a house. It's like winning the lottery. Like, what would you do if you won the lottery? I've never been on a huge stage like that before. I've only ever played in my bedroom.
Everything has led to this moment. Do not miss out.
It's a sellout here, with tens of thousands expected over the 3 days of competition. Millions more are predicted to watch online. And that brand is now worth a lot. Although the game is free to play, it's estimated hundreds of millions of dollars are made every month through in-game purchases and merchandise. But some industry analysts suggest the game might have peaked. It's also weathered various controversies, including a call from Prince Harry to have it banned because it's too addictive. But for these players, almost all under 16 and all male, it's already been life-changing.
Flying pressure.
And with so much money on the line, the top six of them could become overnight millionaires.
Victory Royale!
That's the BBC's Joe Tidy reporting from New York there. Finally, Sony is beating the heat this summer with an air conditioner you can put in your shirt. The company is crowdfunding for the device, which takes about 2 hours to charge and cools the user for 90 minutes. Alas, for now, it's only available in Japan. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.